This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I've been pleased with his progress and where he's at.
Final assessment from you here, Kurt Warner. Let's get it on Russell Wilson.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Can Russell either take that jump to become a better pocket passer, or does Sean have to adjust the system to get back to who Russell Wilson is?
Today's guests, Steelers wide receiver George Pickens, hosts of Bussin' with the Boys, Will Compton and Taylor Luan, ESPN senior writer Don Van Natta Jr., and now, Rich Eisen.
That's right. Can confirm. And there I am. Hey, boy, do I love doing this show every day. And one of the many reasons why is because we are afforded the opportunity with all of our partners to talk to people that interest us and put us all over the map. And I can't imagine any more far bookends on a guest list than the guys who are Bussin' with the Boys and Don Van Natta. Taylor Luan. Taylor Luan and Will Compton at once in hour number two. And then Don Van Natta, Pulitzer Prize winning investigative reporter of note for the former great lady of New York Times and now the worldwide leader in sports altogether.
Look, all I'm saying, Rich, I've seen Don at the Beer Olympics. That's all I'm
okay,
saying.
Okay, very good.
That's all I'm saying.
What would be that? Don Van Natta, would he survive at the Beer Olympics? Or Compton and Luan trying to go deep dive with the NFL ownership.
5,000
words. Tell us what's going on with 5,000 words on Dan Snyder. Go. who would be able to cross those streams? Well, we'll ask. Maybe we'll do quarter bounce with Don Van Natta.
Can we shotgun in the break with Don Van Natta?
And then first up, George Pickens, baby. George Pickens.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Must have in fantasy this year.
And then words that Chris Brockman, you just said to start this program during the open of this program, words that I love hearing, fill in the blank, just changed his Twitter bio. And then the word is fill in the blank is Joel Embiid. So let's stay on that. Put a pin in that because T.J. Jefferson might need some time.
Remember, his name is Joel Embiid.
Okay,
it's
good.
In his
all right.
bio.
All
it's
right.
in his name.
But these are
so
all things. These are all things moving. They're moving. They're shaking. That's what's happening here on this.
And we
program.
Got a game tonight.
Oh, we got a game tonight.
Let's go.
We got a football game tonight. Browns and Eagles this evening.
Heyo!
Shout out to my boy Nathan Zagura.
Super Bowl preview.
Super Bowl preview. Look at you. Game tonight. I believe it's on my
NFL,
net. Yeah, NFL
Net. 7:30 Eastern.
All right. And just want to say this on behalf of everybody who works NFL Network, okay? And NFL Plus, NFL Media Group, folks, if you are turning on NFL Network in Cleveland, if you're turning on NFL Network in Philadelphia, you're not going to get the game on NFL Network. Look
locally
to the local TV listings. Do you know how many people were lighting up my friends and colleagues at NFL Network last week when Trey Lance was starting for the San Francisco 49ers against the Las Vegas Raiders and it was blacked out on NFL Network here in Los Angeles? And I'll tell you what, I know there's a lot of you folks out here in the TV business that were calling us up complaining. It's called KTLA in Los Angeles.
Welcome.
You've got it on Pico Boulevard, okay? And then on top of it, the Raiders, by the way, it's a local
the
market
Raiders.
Here. We're a local market for the Raiders.
Yeah.
That's true.
We are.
We are.
All right. I've gotten off my soapbox. So tonight, Cleveland and Philadelphia.
Local.
We'll see who is live local late breaking in Cleveland and Philadelphia, nationally on NFL Network at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Here endeth the lesson. Good to see you over there, Jay Felly. How
hey,
are you?
Good to see you, too.
As a matter of fact, we should tell Del Tufo, he must be up in Pico Boulevard right now, right?
I assume so.
He's either working at FS on Fox.
Who knows?
And
right.
slagging on his FS1 colleagues or waiting for a refrigerator to be delivered in his place. I don't know what it is.
That's accurate.
Wow.
So here's how we're going to start this program. In honor of our first guest joining us, and now 15 minutes time.
We're going to make one-handed catches?
We could do that.
Great.
We could do that.
Sing the Georgia,
I appreciate you finishing my sentences for me.
Sing the Georgia fight song.
So we could do that. George Pickens is joining us. from the Pittsburgh Steelers. I have a top five list. I'm starting with a list. It's one of those. It's that time of year. It's filled with lists and fantasy drafts and things of that nature. I have a top five list. Top five second-year players. In other words, they were rookies last year.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Top five second-year players ready to take the next step in 2023 headed. NFL Films music, please, for my juices to get flowing here. Number five on this list. Yeah. Yeah, there's some haters for this guy. I'm looking at one of them. I'm putting Brock Purdy on this list. Oh, he is going to take the next step. You know what's the dumbest statistic of all of training camp? Is interceptions in scrimmages.
What?
Yeah, dumb stat. It's a dumb stat. It's a dumb stat because these guys are working on things. This is where you're going to try and hit that window. This is when you're going to try, if you're Brock Purdy, with some sort of surgically repaired arm to try and air it out. Now, you're not doing it against the Pittsburgh Steelers in week one. You're going to do it now. You're going to take your shots. You're going to try and fit it in windows that you wouldn't even attempt to do in Pittsburgh because you've got neck up ability like this kid. He's got the opportunity to start week one. He has the full faith and credit of his coach in the entire locker room. Brock Purdy's going to start for the San Francisco 49ers, and this team is going to prove out, and so will this kid. He's going to take the next step from that wide-eyed guy who looks like when he's showing to work with his backpack like he's walking on the quad. No, he's going to be a grown-ass starting quarterback man for the San Francisco 49ers this year. Number four on this list. I think he's going to take the coaching well. Maybe he is having a mud hole stomped in him right now by his offensive coordinator. I think he's going to take it well. Last year, this kid had 7 touchdowns despite having only 35 catches and 523 yards. I say Jahan Dotson of the Washington Commanders is going to take some next steps this year. I like him. You've seen him already in some of these scrimmages and practices. You've seen Jahan Dotson is going to have some opportunities with Terry McLaurin, potentially getting a little bit more attention. And this kid is going to ball out, I think. 7 touchdowns last year for him. 35 catches, 523 yards, 7 touchdowns in 12 games. What if he plays the full? Number three on this list, 1,000-yard receiving season for him as a rookie. Just near 4 touchdowns with 72 catches. And that was with the mishmash at quarterback he was dealing with. Chris Olave's going to have a big season this year, I believe.
Agreed.
And Derek Carr is going to find him. And let's hope Kent Guard Mike is going to get out there and be healthy and draw some attention that Chris Olave will take advantage of. I like it. That's a second-year player getting set to take the leap in 2023. Number two, I'm going to pull a TJ Jefferson.
Oh.
It's a combo.
Oh.
It's a combo platter.
Two for one, Dad.
It's a combo platter.
Two for one, baby.
With some Heinz ketchup on the side. You can be AquaSure. The Pickett-Pickens combination is about to take that next step.
I like your style.
I approve
2023.
I approve this message.
I think Kenny Pickett to George Pickens is going to be the pick to click in Pittsburgh, PA. Very alliterative and a very productive combination getting set to show everybody Pickens and Pickens full years coming out of the box. And by the way, against the 49ers, how good is that week one game going to be?
It's a Berg thing.
Sneaky.
San Francisco at Pittsburgh.
Sneaky.
Oh, baby.
Give me the Steelers.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Look at you. So you like that number two pick,
right?
I do.
I think Kenny Pickett is awesome. I love that pick.
Here we go. Number one on this list. Call me a homer. I don't care. This kid had me at hello. He had me at hello when he wasn't even supposed to be that guy. Then he became that guy. took his team and showed them the way when he had the opportunity to be that guy in college. And then the coach had a man crush on him when he first saw him at the combine. And then he had a very nice rookie season for a team that everybody thinks is going to take the next step. Aiden Hutchinson is number one on this list. I think he is going to show up dangerous on the first night in Kansas City. I'm not saying he's going to win. He's going to have multiple sacks of Patrick Mahomes. I think he's going to make his night more difficult than Chiefs fans think. And then he's going to just take off from there and lead the Lions defensively. We're all talking about the Lions being the team because of what they can do on offense. I'm believing in Aiden Hutchinson because he's got that it factor. He is number one on this list of the second-year players ready to take the next step in 2023.
Yeah, we need one more. All right, we'll get one more.
All right, let's do one more. A lot of folks did not see him coming last year. When he got out there, boy, did the fans love watching him play big time. And this year, a lot of folks think you won't see much of him. But I think he is going to be the guy who a lot of fans will be chanting for a lot to get out there and show what he can do. Bailey Zappi is on this list right here. It's Bailey Zappi time. Wow. Bailey Zappi is going to take that next leap for the New England Patriots when they turn to him and fans start chanting, Zappi, Zappi, Zappi.
He's not going to start a single game this year.
All right.
Like, come on, guys.
All right.
This joke has run its course.
All right, here's the one more.
Okay. I thought it was going to be Einstein, to be honest.
Here's the one more. Is that this guy burst on the scene last year, and we could not get enough of him, and he was all over your television set. In fact, it is Einstein.
I knew
it. There he is. Getting ready to take the next step.
Brilliant.
He's going to have a new data plan.
What is wrong with
I'm
you?
Just going to say, flat out, to the camera, to the people who can make this happen.
Don't.
To the people who can make this happen and just call up. Call him up. Call up Paul Giamatti and say, of course you want another seven figures for dressing up like Einstein, don't you? And he'll say yes, and we need to see him again. It'll be great. He's ready to take the next step. New data plan, new phone.
Who did? Kaput!
Let's go.
Wow.
And that's my list.
It's a pretty good list up until the last two.
I don't know. Maybe Zappi can push Mac in the quarterback room. I don't know.
The only way Zappi plays
is if Mac gets hurt.
No, is if week 18 playoffs are already locked up and Zappi starts. He's not starting this year. Come on, guys.
But what did you think of the list otherwise? You don't like, I don't
know. New joke. I
find the joke funny.
I like it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I thought you were going to have Garrett Wilson on there, but.
No, I can't. I mean, Garrett and Sauce won Rookie of the Year. You know?
Yeah, but the next leap is, you know, in that Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Tyreek class.
I guess. Although, moments before we went on the air, Aaron Rodgers, it was tweeted, had much time in the pocket and found Randall Cobb on a beautiful deep throw. So, this just in, the Jets' offensive line can, in fact,
was it against air like the video that got posted yesterday?
For Aaron Rodgers. Okay.
How about Christian Watson? He's another one that could have been on that list.
That's true.
He had a great
time. Well, Romeo Doubs as well.
Deep ball touchdown yesterday against New England.
Can only have five.
Practice.
And I just think Pickens, and that's not just because he's about to call into the show. It's just he's ready with Pickett and Pickens together.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a heck of a draft for the Pittsburgh Steelers as you're looking for who's going to be the next quarterback there for a long time. And the kid was in their backyard and they drafted him. And then who could be the next – the Pittsburgh Steelers who don't get credit –
for always drafting terrific wide receivers until they start proving out. Until they start proving out. And it's just like they're all higher register. Like, hey, did you see the Steelers hit on another one? It's like, yeah, that's what they do. Yeah,
they never miss.
That's what they do.
Did you see the catch that was circulating yesterday that Darnell Washington made? I sent
yes.
it to TJ, that one-hander.
Yes. And he said he's getting more opportunities to catch footballs than he's ever had.
He's 290.
And he's George's college teammate. So that's how we're rolling. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. When we come back, one of the most highly touted second-year players, George Pickens of the Pittsburgh Steelers, is calling into this show. That's next. We're on the air here on a busy Thursday. Let's talk about AG1, people, a new partner of the Rich Eisen Show, a daily foundational nutritional supplement that helps support whole body health. And if you're like me, then it's so hard to keep up with a supplement routine throughout your busy day when it comes with a bunch of products on top of it. So when you drink AG1, you notice an overall feeling of health. It can help support your mental clarity, improve digestion, focus. Drink it in the morning, drink it in the afternoon, before working out in the morning, before making your coffee, starting your day. Makes you feel unstoppable, ready to take on the day and anything that comes your way. If you want help taking ownership of your health, and of course you do, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Eisen. That's drinkag1.com/Eisen. Take ownership of your health right now. Check it out. drinkag1.com/Eisen.
NFL Sunday Ticket is now on YouTube and YouTube TV, which means that it just got easier to be an NFL fan, even if you live far away. Like, maybe you like the Bears, but you're hibernating in Panthers territory. But with NFL Sunday Ticket, your out-of-market team is never more than a short distance away, specifically the distance from you to your remote control. NFL Sunday Ticket, now on YouTube and YouTube TV. Go to youtube.com/presale to get $50 off.
Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends 9/19. No refund. Subscription auto-renews.
All right. I don't believe the Rodgers to Cobb throw was on air. It was not on air. They were all on air anyway. I mean, did you see Micah Parsons swinging up in Oxnard?
Were they fighting?
I mean, on his own teammates.
That's what happens.
Is it me or it just seems to be more fights than ever? Is it more fights than ever because
no,
we're
definitely
we're,
not, Rich.
If there were
I think we're
if
seeing
there were,
them more
if
yeah.
there were camera
yeah,
phones if there were camera phones in like the '70s.
You think Deacon Jones wasn't beating somebody up every single day in training camp? Like, come on.
That's probably true.
Probably true. Like, come on.
Didn't Deacon tell us once when he on the show that they used to take the screws out of the helmets that would go into the helmets and
put them out,
put them out. So when somebody head slapped, it would hit their hand.
Yeah, cause their hand to bleed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. We just have more access to everything in this world now, so that's why.
Is that what it is? You just feel like the world's closing in on you because everything. You're seeing every bad act, every bad actor.
From every corner of the planet Earth is all now being.
But you're also recorded. Seeing more great dog videos.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. And cats, that. Like our new sponsor, new affiliate.
You know? Oh, yeah, that's true. That's coming, right? We got that.
Coming up.
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought you meant, when you said cats, I thought you were referring to the favorite cat treat of Japan.
Oh, that too.
I believe Ohtani homered last night, speaking of Shohei Ohtani and all the advertisers that
Three
they have.
No-hitter into the eighth.
Huh?
Angels had a no-hitter into the eighth on Texas.
Oh, that is the sport I no longer follow, right? Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
there it is. Churro, Japan's number one cat treat.
Meow. Under 500 for you guys.
It's not 1996 anymore when the Yankees beat the Braves. It's not 1999 is not walking through that door. Nope. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network as part of our live stream on the Roku channel. I'm at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. So do us a favor. Call, click Grainger.com or just simply stop by. I believe George Pickens is getting checked in as we speak.
Nice.
We got Tyler Lockett on tomorrow's program.
Wide receiver show.
We're rolling. We got the boys on their way to our studio. How about them apples?
Are they showing up in a bus?
No. They're doing shows here.
I thought they were at Chargers.
But they don't have their bus. They're out here doing shows.
Well, they can't.
But
have
I'm
the
not
bus.
Invited on these shows.
Well, you have made a stance.
Because they don't want. Well, no.
You've made a stance.
Excuse me. Just so everyone can understand this, in advance of Taylor Lewan and Will Compton coming on this program, in about an hour from now is when we'll start talking. At the Super Bowl, at the draft, we were set. I was going on their pod that when they're there. They just want me on the bus in Nashville. I would have zoomed in a long time ago. I would have done their show this week.
I'd like to go to the bus too.
I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Yeah.
They want me on the bus. I have to be on the bus to check these boxes and get Jack McPherson, their social media man, his Chevy Silverado.
Is Jack still posting daily photos?
He is that.
How has he not run out yet?
Because Rich has been a celebrity for 25 plus years, Chris. The amount of images out there of this man.
He did respond to the tweet you posted last night with, "It's a sick world we live in."
I've just been told that George Pickens has to push about 8 more minutes. He'll be on shortly. So what did Joel Embiid do? What happened with him? We might as well hit that right now.
I just saw it. Apparently he took Philadelphia out of his bio on Twitter.
Why?
I explained that to you earlier.
What's up with that?
The man's a troll. That's what he does. Look at his name. That's
What's the point? Who is he trolling?
Everybody who's going to start talking about this.
Is that
right
what it
now?
Is?
There are rumors that he is, you know, Houston would look to acquire him.
Right.
Other teams would be interested.
Get out of here.
Every team that plays basketball would be interested.
I mean, I'm sure
him.
Miami like, wouldn't mind having him.
Do you know what the Philly? I don't know what the Sixers are going to do with Harden. I don't know what the Sixers are going to do.
Well, Ramona said that he's going to make it even worse.
I got it.
As the days go on.
I don't know what they're going to do on offense and defense with Nick Nurse. I don't know. There's one thing I do know. The Philadelphia 76ers are not doing anything with Joel Embiid except welcoming him to training camp,
right?
Giving him his uniform and say, go play basketball for us. That is what Daryl Morey is going to do.
I would imagine.
Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Get out of here. But meanwhile, Harden, I get emails all the time from PR people, mm-hmm. Nonstop. I guess my show address must be somewhere. I don't know. But I'm getting them all the time. And I guess like, hey, it's like coffee month. Would you want to have somebody on to talk about coffee? Like I get pitched all the time. Seriously, I get pitched all the time on stuff that clearly does not fit on our show. I got an email today. James Harden. You know what else he's doing over in China? He's pitching his wine.
Oh, his wine. I did see that.
Selling all types of wine like he's Gary Vee.
Somebody bought like 10,000 bottles or something. A Chinese influencer.
Yeah. He sold 16,000 bottles.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, it did seem to me, with the soundbite we heard the other day, if you won't mind teeing it up one more time here as we wait for George Pickens, Mike Hoskins, it sure sounded like James Harden was uncorking a heck of a lot of wine.
Is it vintage?
You tell me if this doesn't sound like he's vintage whining. Go for it.
Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization that he's a part of. Let me say that again. Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization that he's a part of.
Did people have to translate that for all the folks that were there for his event just to get a look at him?
Let me say it again. This is how you know I'm serious.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. Like he's given a TED talk.
So what's worse? What's going to be worse than him going to China and telling everybody who needs a translation that I will never play for the Philadelphia 76ers again?
You said what's worse?
Yeah.
Is there something to compare it to?
What's going to? He says that Ramona says it's going to get worse.
He's going to make it worse.
Like what?
More uncomfortable.
How uncomfortable?
Is he going to gain 20 pounds and then show up with his phone in his sweatpants like Ben Simmons did last year? Because that was weird. Unbelievable. That was weird.
Unbelievable and yet somewhat believable.
But why would he show up out of shape? Because the Clippers are going to want him in shape. Right? I mean, and if he really wants out, okay, if he wants out, he has totally destroyed the value
yes.
that the Sixers can get back. He's totally destroyed it.
They're not trading him. James Harden was actually awesome last year. He led the league in assists. He was a 20 and 10 and 6 rebound guy. He did what everyone thought he couldn't do, was play this role. Be the distributor, not the number one guy. Defer to Embiid while he won MVP. He was a great player last year. But Chris, he was awesome in the playoffs, actually, for the first time.
A couple of games.
Chris, he was the reason Philly had a 3-2 lead in that series against Boston.
But then he did what everybody, like you said, knew he was going to do, which is at the biggest stages of the playoffs, somehow find a way to disappear.
But he got him there.
He got them there, or Embiid got them there?
Harden was awesome in the Celtics series, Harden. In the games that they won.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look it up. I thought he had a good year last year.
He had the first game, the game one, where Embiid didn't play and he went off for 40 points. But, you know, first of all, you show your hand when you say, I only want to go to this one place,
of course,
right?
Of course.
The total you've just ruined any leverage. It's a terrible strategy.
16,000 bottles of wine.
Must be good.
16,000 bottles of wine on the Great Wall of China. 16,000 bottles of wine. If one of them should happen to fall.
15,999,000
bottles of J. Harden wine on the Great Wall. Is that how it works?
Yeah, man.
I mean, I don't feel this way, but Twitter was having its fun yesterday. Who looks bigger, Harden or Zeke right now?
Dude, Zeke ran on the field.
Baggy shirt. He looked good.
Okay. I'm incredibly proud of what we accomplished in our first year of J. Harden Wines, starting with massive success in the U.S. and now expanding worldwide, said Harden. I will never play for a Daryl Morey winery ever again.
I don't want any grapes from the Morey Vineyard.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Do you know where he's going to visit with his United States fans on Thursday, next Thursday, from 6 to 8, where maybe Shams will show up with his camera phone and we'll hear if he wants to say something about Daryl Morey again. In Houston.
His first love, Houston.
Houston's total wine and more. But definitely not Morey.
Oh, man, let's go.
Total Wine and Morey, everybody.
When is
Morey's
that?
Coming.
TJ, you want to go and be our
you want to fly out
correspondent?
There? You want to do a site survey? Should we get Jimmy Drummond? Yeah. How far is San Antonio to Houston?
Oh, I think that's kind of far. I think Texas is so big.
I'm aware of that.
Let's see. Good God. It's only 3 hours.
It's available in a California Cabernet, Red Blend, and Prosecco.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Maybe he could be the official Prosecco of when Susie hosts, and we can make our mimosas.
Hey, listen, let's take that up with Suze. She doesn't like people who whine and complain. She doesn't like it. She doesn't like it.
Show up out of shape.
She doesn't appreciate it.
You know, you guys think that
she's not putting that person's Prosecco in your
in your cup,
in our glass,
in your glasses,
in our flute.
Yeah, in your flute.
You think the main problem with Harden and Daryl is the fact that he signed that deal for 35, thinking he was going to get an extension.
What's the lie?
He was probably told he would, and then he got on the court, and even though he did play well, you realize he's 34. You're not going to give him a contract that size, so I'm sure he thought he was promised this extension. That's why you got to get it on paper, always.
You can't just do handshake deals anymore.
I know what you're going to say.
It may end up being, I'm going to opt out. You're going to sign me to a long-term deal. Yeah.
Oh, no, or
and
I'm
then
opting
that's a lie,
in.
And then he's I'm like, I'm opting in now. Now trade me.
I bet you the opt-in. Because when he opted in, my first thought, I just saw the headline on the stack, right? When he opted in, my thought was, oh, okay. So he did like playing with Embiid, and Nick Nurse is going to be the new coach. It was just Doc. He needed a different voice. I don't know. Then I saw, I opened the article, and the article was, he intends to get out. He's done this to get out. And I'm sure it wasn't immediate. He's opting in and he's going to be a Clipper. And it was just like, okay, I even came to you on the show and I'm like, hey man, that's a win-win for you. You know, yeah. Your team gets rid of somebody who doesn't want to be there. And your other team that you root for out of the 11.
See, here you go.
That you get to have him here. And by the way, we're assuming Kawhi is going to be there and Paul George will be there and Russ will be there. But you know, they asked for Mann back. Mm-hmm. You know the six, wouldn't you? If you're Daryl Morey, who do you ask from the Clippers?
It's got to start with T-Man.
Everybody.
You know, right? It probably asked for Paul George, too, to be honest.
Nah, that didn't happen.
You have to ask.
So,
but I'm talking Rich even before that, at the beginning of last season, remember, he signed the deal. He declined money to give them more flexibility. The yes. Sixers went out and signed P.J. Tucker. I feel he thought that he was going to get rewarded for that. And I'm sure he was told, Chris, that, you know, you take this pay cut, much like Aaron Rodgers, we're going to give you a new one. And that didn't happen. So I think that probably is what he means by the liar comment.
I guess. Such a weird situation.
In the meantime, he's on foreign soil selling shoes and wine.
Nice.
And
eating honey buns.
And having...
do you think he ships those out, or do they have...
Sound bites of the summer translated into multiple languages to confused fans. Why is James so angry?
And again, like I said yesterday, Daryl Morey had some problems in China. Harden does this in China. Was this again, calculated?
Great move by the PR folks there to send me that email. Hey, does that mean I should send back this? Can we get James? Does this mean I can get James?
Yeah, I think that's the move. And we'll take a case of wine.
Yeah, well, and also, like, hey, man, I mean, congratulations on 16,000 bottles being sold in a country with a billion people in it. I mean, what's that margin?
No, when you put it that way. I think it was 16,000 in, like, 10 minutes, though, wasn't it, Chris?
That's pretty good. 1.4 billion people.
But how many of them have access to the internet, though? I don't think all of them. So,
all right, let's take a break. We'll see
one guy buy 10,000.
See if George gets out of his meeting. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the show. The boys, Taylor Lewan and Mr. Compton himself, William, is on the way here.
Between the kids being home and hosting, everything in our house gets used up in summer. With Instacart, I can save money by stocking up on all my favorite summer brands. I save time by getting everything delivered in as fast as an hour. And I save myself a sink full of dirty dishes by stocking up on paper plates for the annual summer cookout. Save more on summer essentials? Spend more time enjoying summer. Add summer to cart. Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you currently enjoying this show on the Stitcher app? Then you need to know Stitcher is going away on August 29th. Yep, going away, as in kaput, gone, dead. Rest in peace, Stitcher, and thanks for 15 years of service to the podcast community. So switch to another podcast app and follow this show there. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
All right, we're back here.
Yeah.
Waiting on George Pickens and getting hammered on James Harden's wine.
I'm in. Let's go.
Yep.
Waiting on George Pickens. Is that the...
That's our new fantasy? Or
we got to pick our names soon. I've got a list of like 50.
Okay. What do you got?
There's a lot. Wendy's travel agent.
Wendy's travel agent is based on Brian Windhorst flying to Paris for like 5 minutes, right?
Akbar's Gambit.
I don't know what that one was about. Oh, that was him.
About the Derrick Henry trade.
Derrick Henry. Still, by the way, not traded to the Eagles. Did he say that the Gambit was all the way? He's allowed to get all the way to the trade deadline? Did we give him all the way to the trade deadline?
I don't know.
You know what's not going to happen? That. That's not going to happen.
Breer's tanning season.
We're in it.
Zach Wilson's DMs.
Let's slide on in.
Motor City poop cart.
Is that one of them?
Upper body.
DK Metcalf when he took the cart.
Oh, yeah. The Motor City poop cart.
Upper body pump Friday. The heavy lift of hope. I like that one.
That's a good one for a fantasy team name.
Cheerleader with an AARP card. I don't know what that
that's
is.
That's a long one.
Oh, that's
no,
you.
That's me.
That's you.
All right, equally dude. Dispensing justice.
An ARP card, by the way. And number two.
Britney stands on threads.
You get one when you're 50. It's not like I asked for one. You understand?
Pierce Brosnan sliders.
What is that?
I think that was when Adam Devine was here.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, this one is great. Elbowing out Gil Brandt.
Michael Jackson's toilet water glove.
What?
Are Michael we Jackson's
oh, toilet glove.
Are we yeah. going to that Cowboys party? Has that already happened?
At Nobu?
Yeah.
In Malibu? I don't know.
I thought you were making calls for us.
No, they're not still here, are they?
Yeah, I'm not making. I haven't made a single call.
Come on, Rich.
Sorry. Waiting on George Pickens, everybody.
Yeah, like
we might have to do this another day.
Waiting for tonight.
You know what we're also doing is doing a lot of waiting for a fantasy draft that we're in. Joe Latrulio is going to be on our show, the actor Joe Latrulio, on Monday. He's a diehard Jet fan like yours truly. Also, he is the commissioner of a fantasy league, a best ball league. Why do they call it that?
Best ball is because you don't have to actually set a lineup. It just automatically takes your highest scoring person.
Right. And then whoever we draft, you're stuck with all year.
No moves.
No waiver wire.
No add, no drop, no trade.
Right. And it's if somebody gets hurt, too bad.
Tough.
Somebody gets benched, too bad.
Too bad.
If somebody that you grab in the 15th round just on a flyer becomes a Pro Bowler,
boom.
To salute.
Good for you.
Right. So that's the way it works. Yep. And there's 12 guys. You and TJ are a team. I'm
yep.
a team.
Yep.
Some other famous people, if some we want to name drop
we're
a team.
We're right? famous? Is that what you're saying?
I think we're pretty famous. I think
you just said some other famous people after you said that.
I got to think that
got
you guys,
him. He
you
said
guys,
it.
You guys are some of the least famous people in this group.
I disagree with that.
I disagree.
We're actually on TV more than all of these people.
All right. Per hour? Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
the three of us combined.
Yeah, but I think we need a poll question.
30 hours a week.
I drafted sixth overall, but there's 8 hours for somebody to choose.
8 hours per pick.
Yeah, per
so, pick. Like, last night, it was, like, 10:30. I'm going to bed. John Hamm's on the clock. Name drop.
Yeah.
And then through the night, I wake up at 6, and I'm like, oh, who did Hamm pick? Still up. Hamm auto-picked.
Did he?
Through the night. Took CeeDee Lamb right in front of us, TJ.
Paul Rudd, another name drop, is on the job in Romania, apparently,
he's
right now.
He's 9 hours ahead of us
and
right
he's,
now.
But he's not auto-picking. God bless him.
He was up at 4 a.m. making picks
last
night.
His 4 a.m. or our 4 a.m.?
No, his 4 a.m.
Jeez.
Okay, when you use those two names, then I can understand where you would say Brockman and I aren't that famous. Okay,
so
I get it.
Let's get into it. You guys picked ninth overall, right?
We picked ninth.
All right.
Yeah. You picked sixth.
All right. So who would you – can we have a poll question? Who would you rather have as your first two picks in a PPR? PR fantasy league.
Okay.
You chose Bijan Robinson and Nick Chubb.
Yep.
And I grabbed Austin Eckler and Devontae Adams.
Okay. So who's off to the better two-pick start?
You know, our thought process was the wide receiver position is so abundant.
Pretty deep this
there's
year.
There's a lot of guys we could get, but those top-notch running backs, man.
There's only a handful.
Two of them. They have Nick Chubb, who low-key is one of the best backs in the league that no one ever talks about.
And then
about.
You texted everybody, I can't believe you let us get Bijan, is what you texted TJ and I.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nick, he's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Okay. All right.
Just saying.
So,
I don't know.
But what?
I think he's going to be great.
I am not discounting that.
Yeah.
But what's your vision for him?
What's my vision?
Yeah. Like, do we know? What's going to happen?
2,000 total yards and 15-plus touchdowns.
Wow.
Probably about 50 catches.
Yeah. MVP consideration, you know.
Seriously.
Seriously. Buswell working on
Hold
his
on
bust.
A second. Stop. Okay.
The world.
I don't mean... He's the betting favorite for Offensive Rookie of the Year. So, who else is on that list?
Jahmyr
reasonable.
Gibbs and Jackson Smith and Jigba. Who else would be on that list?
All of the quarterbacks.
All of the quarterbacks.
Who are all starting week one.
That'll be a tough row to hoe, though, for some of these guys.
Yeah.
And then there's this. I had the opportunity to get Derrick Henry, Jalen Waddle, Garrett Wilson. And I once again, from this chair, I hit the button to draft this guy from this chair, I once again put some very important eggs in the Las Vegas Raiders basket. I did it again.
Why did you do that?
Because for some reason, Jay,
jinx us again.
I'm not, by the way, how dare you blame me for last year's debacle?
Wait,
my fault. That was my fault for saying in March, I like the addition of Adams, for saying in March, I like the addition of Chandler Jones, for saying in March, I think whatever the hell happened last year, McDaniels is going to dial it up with Derek Carr, Max Crosby, let's go. And then Josh Jacobs, do I get credit for that then at least?
Yeah, I can give you that one.
All I'm saying is this. The Raiders are on the clock again in my life. And I think Devontae Adams is going to have a big year. How about that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Thank you very much. Here on the Rich Eisen Show, for the very first time, is somebody who has gotten the attention. He had a lot of us at hello with some of his training camp preseason catches last year. And then I called his touchdown winning grab on Christmas Eve night. That was the last game of Derek Carr's Vegas Raiders or longtime Raiders career. He's got a big, huge upside, and a lot of people are on this bandwagon right now for the Pittsburgh Steelers. George Pickens here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, George?
I've been doing good, man. I've been doing good.
I can confirm that. You have been. How do you find your ability to perform the way that you are in the NFL? It looks like your physical attributes are coming to the fore. I'm wondering what it looks like and feels like to you, George.
It's kind of something I've been working on the whole entire time, kind of like before I got in the league. I just feel like I bursted on the scene now. But it's one of those things that coming out of in and out of routes, run after catch, those are the things this year that I've been trying to improve on right now as far as upping my game.
Well, Patrick Peterson says you're very raw, but he said he has competed against Justin Jefferson in practice and now you, and confirm what Ryan Clark said on ESPN is that you have more talent than Justin Jefferson. How do you handle that when you hear that, George?
I just really, you know, people going to say like a lot of things. I take the compliment, but I just keep working and see how far I can, try to take this thing.
So what do you... I know you said what you are working on. Why are you working on those things? They are obviously fundamental, but I'm wondering why you're focusing on that stuff, George.
Yeah, because I feel like for a person like me, like you said, I got so much talent, the fundamentals could just take me to another level. So I've just been trying to do the little things right instead of, like you said, I'm so raw talent. Sometimes I get out of control on my routes and stuff like that. So I just tend to, do the fundamentals the right way.
What do you mean you get out of control on your routes? What do you mean by that?
Just sometimes not coming off the ball fast enough or not going the right depth just because you're in the pain. As a receiver, you got a ticking time bomb in your head just to, if you got a 15-yard route, you want to come out early just because you might get the ball quicker. So just certain things like that.
How much do you work on that stuff with Kenny Pickett, George?
A lot. Me and Kenny are super good friends. Off the field, so on the field stuff is kind of routine.
What are you doing off the field with Kenny? What do you do?
Just talking to Chad. We're in training camp right now, so we've just been, brotherly love, camaraderie of the guys.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, do you go see a movie together? Do you go? Is it movie night with the? No,
nah, that's a QB, not my girlfriend.
All right, so. Kenny and George are not going to Barbie tonight, is what you're saying. That's not happening.
Maybe Oppenheimer.
Let me cross that one off. Okay. Dinner? I mean, I don't know. I'm just seeing. What do you guys do? You're saying your buddy, your friends. You're talking about football,
yeah,
business friends?
Yeah, we've been to dinner before for sure.
Okay.
But nothing crazy.
Who picks
nothing
it up? Like. Who picks up the check? Quarterback? Wide receiver? Split? Who does that?
It's probably, we'll probably go to a restaurant where people already, know us a little bit, so.
Oh! Okay. Pittsburgh's right. Very nice. Pittsburgh's a nice place. Okay. On the arm.
It's a great place.
Steel City on the arm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a star in Pittsburgh, Rich.
Okay. I get it. All right. I like this, George. I like it. So what is your goal for this year? What is it?
Me personally, I'm a huge team guy after I won a few championships at Georgia, so, and I got the feeling of that. So my biggest goal, to be honest, is just try to help the team get to a Super Bowl.
By the way, that was a very, I got to be honest with you, George. That was a great flex right there about Georgia and championships right there. I was very casual. Yeah. You know, you went to Georgia, won some championships. Yeah, oh, okay. How did you get to Georgia from Alabama? How did that happen?
It was just the site of recruiting at the time. I was actually committed to Auburn, and I flipped on signing day to Georgia.
Why?
So
what happened?
It was just, I just felt like Georgia had a better for me personally. I'm from Alabama, so it was just beating Alabama for me. Whichever team had the best opportunity of doing that.
So I just felt okay.
Georgia had a better opportunity.
And you felt Georgia gave you a better opportunity to beat the Crimson Tide?
Yeah.
Did they not reach out to you? Is that what it was?
Oh, no. They reached out to me, too. It was just at the time coming out, they also had a lot of guys. They already had spots filled and stuff like that. And
okay.
I was one of the people, me personally, I want to play instantly. So, right.
Do you feel that way about the Bengals and Browns and Ravens right now, George? Have you acquired that taste? No?
No. I ain't even thought about that until you just said that. Okay. Yeah, no, I've never. Haven't been thinking about
just
that.
Just trying to make you better. That's all I'm trying to do. You know? We don't need to go to the movies, but I can try and make you better through this conversation. What does Tomlin tell you? Can you take me inside your conversations with Mike Tomlin, what he says in your ear, George? What does he do?
Yeah. One of the biggest things he tells me personally is just routine plays routinely. So take the mystique out of it and just if a ball comes your way, make the routine catch, make the routine plays.
Why do you think he tells you that?
I feel like it'll help the team. You know what I mean? Me making routine plays, which with a lot of other guys making routine plays, that'll just help us collectively.
Do you think he means that, if you don't mind me trying here, do you think he means that he knows you can make the spectacular, acrobatic, you know, athletically freaky play and that you do need to hit your spots? You do need to make sure you're not drifting. You do need to make sure if it's a 15-yard route, that's what it is and stuff like that?
I wouldn't necessarily say that because he was telling me this before I even got here during the draft process and stuff like that. So he's been kind of telling me that before the buzz and the hype. So I wouldn't really say that.
Okay, let's chat more with George Pickens. James Washington's your teammate right now. He made a heck of a grab that kind of lit up Twitter yesterday. So how good do you think he can be, George?
Darnell, I've heard of James Washington, but Darnell.
Pardon me, Darnell, yeah, that's what I meant. Darnell, what about him?
He's a specimen. I played with him in college, so it's kind of been some things I've already seen, like that one hand catch. I've seen that a billion times, kind of like the stuff he's seen with me. So
yes,
he's going to be a real help to the team for sure.
So he says he's getting more opportunities to catch than not. So than before in Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay.
At Georgia is just like a block and run first, block him. That was kind of like, that's what kind of sparked me, my buzz in the beginning too, was how I block, because that's literally what they train us to do is like block first. And I wasn't really in like an air raid, as you would say, or a passing offense first. I was in a pro style. So me and Darnell for sure know about blocking first.
How come your Instagram handle is @1.issue, George?
That was like a long time thing. I made that name in like high school. And it was just a thing like I'm the only, like for every other team in the division, I'm the only problem. I'm the only issue.
Do you feel like you still are?
I just let my game do the talking for real. I just want to let everybody, I want to see what you guys, do you guys think I am? You know what I mean?
Well, I think you can be. That's for damn sure. I see it. I'll be honest with you, George. When I called the Christmas Eve night game in Pittsburgh and spoke to your coach beforehand, his face lit up when your name came up. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
I just give all the glory to God, and then I just keep working, to be honest.
So, again, I know you want to be a team-oriented guy, but you don't have any individual goals some written down somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Pro Bowl, get over 1,000 yards.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
All right.
As of right now.
And so how good do you think this team can be, George? Because, you know, I don't need to tell any tales out of school. Everyone's assuming Joe Burrow is going to be healthy. And the Ravens paid Lamar what he wanted, and Odell's there, and the Browns fans clearly think they're going to be better, and not a lot of people are talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, to be very honest. How good do you think you can be, George?
I feel like we can be a really, really good unit, a really good team. A lot of people, you know, I can say one thing and do another as well, so a lot of people can say a lot of things, like, that the other teams are going to be good or whatever, but all we're going to do is just, you know, keep our head down and keep grinding.
All right. Okay. Have you, what's the most impressive catch you've ever made where you said to yourself when you were getting up, wow, that was really good? Which one was that?
It's been a lot. I've been, let me see. College, I didn't did a lot of stuff that's not on tape.
Okay.
That's like probably... You guys can ask Coach Smart about for sure.
Well, he's got to come on this show first. We can get Tomlin instead. But what do you got for me, professional? Have you
professionally?
Which one do you
I'll
like?
I'll probably say the Joey Porter thing. I know a lot of people like that catch. That wasn't me personally in one of my top best.
Okay. What did you say to him when
the end game against the Browns? That's probably my favorite one.
The one in game against the Browns. And by the way, Steeler fans love when you do it against the Browns. That you do know that, right? Like you are well versed at least on that, right, George?
Yeah.
Okay. Or at least you understand that. And you know, what did you say to Joey Porter when you handed him the ball back after mossing him?
I didn't even say anything. It was just the gesture, like what you seen on camera. I didn't even say anything. It was just competing.
Okay. George, come back on this show. Let's do this again more often, okay? I really like watching you play. Let's do this again.
Appreciate you.
You got it. At One Dot Issue, George Pickens himself right here on the Rich Eisen Show to conclude hour number one.
Love watching him play, obviously. I really love how casual he is about
being great.
What he says. Potential. Yeah, and the things that he says. Oh, I won a couple championships with Georgia. Well, just, you know.
I gotta
Very
write this
smooth.
Down.
I like that
because we're gonna hopefully
Confident.
Get Mike Tomlin before the season. What is it? Make the routine plays routinely.
Yep, the routine plays.
What do you think that means?
That means don't always try to make the spectacular play.
That's what I said.
You don't always
and
have
he
to.
Said he didn't think that's what it was.
Go 50 yards and make a one-handed catch diving into the end zone. I mean, it's make the right block on the outside run. It's
do your job. It's another way of saying do your job.
Yeah, it's another way of saying do your job. I think so.
But you say that to somebody who might just be of the mindset like, I'm going to make the most spectacular play every single snap.
Yeah, right.
But he also said, you know, he's focusing on the footwork and the route running because that is, Patrick Peterson called him very, very raw.
Yeah.
That's a quote.
And I think that George kind of admitted that he's he's that raw. The skill set, obviously, there's supreme talent. It's the fundamentals. It's the little things.
He's still available in our best ball.
Yeah, it's a little early for George, I think, right now.
Second round?
Yeah, a little early.
Maybe not next year.
Maybe not next year. Maybe not next round.
All right. Hour number two is for the boys.
Let's go.
Right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
For over three decades, nobody has had a wrestling career like Arn Anderson. Conrad Thompson gets all the stories with Arn.
After watching AEW's Double or Nothing, Amy wants to know, what does dinosaur taste like?
It ain't chicken. It's like biting into a sinewy charcoal briquette.
Ah.
But chewy.
Oh, like wow, that's disgusting.
Yes, sure is.
Check out Arn every week, wherever you listen.